Next patient is Mary Darby, D-A-R-B-Y, Darby Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of consultation was 5/4/23. Of the date of visit is 5/4/23. Date of birth is 8/2/44. Please make a copy for Dr. Johanna Mantineo. J-O-H-A-N-N-A, Mantineo, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O-D-O. Next paragraph, history, present illness. I'm sorry. Just say, dear Johanna, thank you for sending Mary Darby for permanent evaluation. Next, history, present illness. This is a 78-year-old female who has a past history of asthma and chronic bronchitis, has been on inhaled bronchodilators and steroids for over 10 years period. The patient also has previously been followed by pulmonology and apparently does have a lung nodule which has remained stable over many years. But we do not have the CT chest to review period. The patient has been overweight. She complains of shortness of breath with exertion, but not denies any wheezing or cough presently, period. Her PFT done this past year showed moderate obstructive disease with moderate decrease in diffusing capacity. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for right hip arthroplasty and history for bunionectomy. She also had skin cancers removed from her face. She has a history of asthma, eczema, and she had COVID-19 infection in 2022. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient is hypertensive since more than 5 years and has mild obstructive sleep apnea, but does not use a CPAP mask, period. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin and tetanus toxoid. Next line, habits. The patient denies any smoking, but was exposed to secondhand smoke for many years. No alcohol use. Next line, family history. Father died of strokes. Mother died of cancer of the breast. Next line, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Denies double vision or but has cataracts. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency. Denies chest pains, but has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has no nausea, vomiting, or heartburn or diarrhea. She denies any arm pain, calf muscle pains, or leg swelling. She has no anxiety, no depression. She does have joint pains and muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. She has easy bruising. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 97 to weight is 208, saturation 96. HENT, anomalous phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Next supple, no bruising of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes throughout both lung fins, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular, on an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the one plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. History of asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number two is hypertension. Number three, osteoarthritis. And degenerative joint disease. Number four is obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient has been advised to use the Trilogy Ellipta inhaler of 100 micrograms, one puff daily. A complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes was ordered. And a copy of her recent CT chest will be requested. The patient will also get CBC complete metabolic profile, IgE level, and come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Joanna Mantineo, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O-D-O. Thank you.